Remember back on January 13th when our friends in Hawaii got the scare of their lives? Almost everybody in Hawaii received an emergency alert saying that a ballistic missile was on its way and it could land at any minute and blow everybody up. Didn't quite say it like that, but that's exactly what everybody thought was going to happen. Okay, the guy that accidentally sent that alert, and it was a false alarm, thank goodness. Well, he's been fired. Not too surprising. Here's NBC News Miguel Armiguer with more information about the guy who had a really bad day.
This is not a drill.
The alert that sent a wave of fear across Hawaii was sent by an employee who thought the threat was real. Warning of an incoming ballistic missile, the message triggered panic.
A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes.
The false alarm came from this civil defense bunker on January 13th, 8:05 a.m., a routine drill by the overnight shift. A phone recording starts, exercise, 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 but includes, this is not a drill. 8:07 a.m., a day shift worker, fearing a real missile attack, warns the public from a computer. Then a drop-down menu asks, are you sure you want to send this alert? He clicks yes. Tonight, that employee has been fired.
He has performance issues, and throughout the 10 years, he has confused drills at least two times.
That was Brigadier General Bruce E. Oliveira from a report filed by Miguel Almaguer from NBC News. Okay, so the Brigadier General says that this gentleman, they haven't named his name, and I'm glad they haven't, because his life is already hell enough. Can you imagine if people knew who this was? Anyway, the general said, yeah, he's had performance problems at least two times in the past. He's mistaken these alerts. What that means is at least two times in the past, this guy mistook drills for the real thing. So how close, those past two times, how close did the poor people of Hawaii get to getting another one of those false alarms? You know, twice, I think there's a pattern there, and you should probably at least remove the guy from the responsibility of sending those messages. I don't know. That's just me. So people of Hawaii, you're safe for now. Hopefully. Come to websleuths.com. We're discussing this and everything else in the true crime world. Tricia Griffith saying so long. Talk to you soon.